Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every one of you all,
for joining us this morning for the review. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're happy to have each and every one of you guys. We are going to do our review. And right here, let's see here. Okay. We going to have a word of prayer. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, and everything give thanks. For this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus. So Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, we learn whose we are and who we are. It is in your word, Father God, that we learn that we've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is your word. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being born again by your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that it's your word describe who we are and whose we are. Because it's in your word, Father God, that we have righteousness through the death of Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. You made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. So we're going to take a moment, Father God, and affirm and confirm that we walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, according to Galatians 5:16-17. We like to confirm also, Heavenly Father, that we are the light of the world, and we will continue to shine. We will continue to allow your Spirit to guide and direct us. We like to affirm and confirm, Father God, that we are content with your way. We are content with your word, according to Philippians 4:11. So we're very secure, Father God, in you, because Romans 8:38-39 said we're not going to let anything separate us from you or your things, Father God. And we're free in you. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God, to know that we are children of God, and that I am a child of God. You know, I'm protected by your angels, according to Psalms 91. I just love it, Father God, that it's in Psalms 91. We have refuge. I'm so glad we can take this time, Father God, and pray for those that are on the road. Pastor Bill, who is on the road, as I understand it, we want to continue to pray that you strengthen her in such a time as this. We pray also, Father God, for those that are sick among us. You said there being sick among us, call for the elders of the church. So right now, Father God, we just take that time, Heavenly Father, to agree with anyone who would want to be one with you in Jesus' name. Pray, Father God, for safe travel as well. And these are blessings. And also, Father God, we ask you to remember this broadcast today in a special way. Allow your word to be illuminated. Allow your word to flow through us, Heavenly Father. And allow your word, Father God, to be Lord, master, ruler of this. And now we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name, and we do pray. And everybody agreed, said amen and amen. So thank you so much. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, for helping us and allowing us to say the things that God say to say at such a time as this. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, we're going to get started with the review. There were things that we went over. And if anyone like to have anything they want to share with anything that we went over, well, I'm going to ask you to do so at this time. Hallelujah. anyone, doesn't matter. If you have something you want to share, please do so at this time. Praise God. Anyone would like to have anything you'd like to share? Anything you'd like to share at this time, you may do so. Praise God. Okay. If not, we covered several topics this week. We're going to kind of get back into it. I like to say kind of get back into it. But we talked this week by identifying with Christ. We talked about Ephesians 4. We really won't get into that today. But part of our review was Ephesians 4 by putting on the new man, which is created really after Christ Jesus. The new man has nothing to do with the flesh. It has all to do with the spirit. And you have to keep it right there in that lane. Philippians 3:20 says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also engagingly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies that it may be conformed to his glorious body," in Philippians 3:20. Also, we dealt a little bit with you are a chosen generation. That's what we are. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We're his own special people. Let me put it to you that way. We're special. And now we're not on a yellow bus, but we're special. Why? That you may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now we are a people of God, who have obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. Boy, that was awesome. What kind of love is this? That the Father called us his children. And here we don't want to identify with certain things, but God identify with us. He called us his children. He don't see us as slaves. He don't see us as sinners. He don't see us as no good. He don't see us as stupid. But he see us as royalty. He see us as holy. I mean, he calling us his children. Think about it. Think about it. We are his children. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it didn't know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we should be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for he shall see him as he is, and everyone who has this hope in him purify himself just as he is pure, according to say 1 John 1:3. We do have this hope. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if then we are children of God, then we are heirs and joint heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. We are an heir. This is your stuff right now. How about that one? Huh? See, when you understand what an heir is, heirs, you got something coming to you. Yes. You got all this stuff coming to you, and the devil don't want you to get it. It's like going through the courts, man, probate court. The last thing the devil wants you to know that you have the ministry of reconciliation. He don't want you to know that, now we're God's children, he don't want you to know that you have righteousness, you have holiness. He don't want you to know this. He don't want you to know that you are a citizen of heaven. You have dual citizenship with the flesh. You identify with this world. But with the spirit, you identify with heaven because you have a seat in heaven. That's right. You have a heavenly position. You have a heavenly position, bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's bear witness here. Something happened to the Hallelujah. There was a lie. Hallelujah. We was Hallelujah. We're going to continue on. You see that became unplugged. Praise God. That's not stopping us. That's not stopping our grind. That's for sure. We're going to continue on in the name of Jesus. Don't know what happened here. But, praise God. I forgot to do that one, huh? Hallelujah. We know we plugged up now. Hallelujah. Don't know what happened. We're going right back up in here. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll, so listen, brothers and sisters. We are children of God. Go ahead and accept that. The Bible says the Spirit himself bear witness that we are children of God. And if we then children, then we are heirs of God, joint heirs and with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Hallelujah. Just know that. Know that we are reigning with him as well. Hallelujah. The enemy, he tried, but it ain't working. Hallelujah. We're still recording. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're just making sure that we are connected, brothers and sisters, in that. So we're going to pick back up where we left off at. For those that may not have heard us, we were talking about the Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit. Now, this is going to Romans 8:16 through 19. That the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit, that we are children of God. Now, think about that for a moment. The Spirit itself, I tell you, either you with God or you're not. Now, if a spirit come to you and you hope it's God, then that's not the right spirit. The Spirit of God knows the things of God, understands the things of God, and declare the things of God. That's what the Spirit of God does. It declares the things of God. And it makes no apologies about it. It declares who it is and who he is. But you are an heirs to the kingdom of God. We're joint heirs with Christ. And if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him as well. And you have to know that. You have to know that this is what God does. And this is what he's doing. At such a time as this, he's letting us identify with him. But it's up to you to do that. See, God said you're joint heirs. But if you don't receive that, you don't take that, your inheritance, that's on you. It ain't because it wasn't presented. It ain't because he didn't give it to you. No, you have to receive it. So the Bible says, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. This is all part of that new nature. This is all part of us identifying with who Christ is. Remember in Galatians 2 and 20, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And I'm going to put a pin there for a minute. Because in the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith that is in the Son of God. See, he loves me, and he gave himself for me. Now, people have issues. This is why I told you to put a pin there, because people have issues thinking that they bother me. You ain't hurting me. You ain't doing nothing to me. You can't touch me. You may think you are, but you ain't bothering me because I'm dead. I'm in Christ. All that stuff going across my head and saying this, that don't bother me. What people trying to do to me, that don't bother me. Because I know whose I am and I know who I am. And I know that right now I'm living in the Spirit of God. And right now, that's all that matters. So therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet, let me say this one more time, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day. See, when you get that word in you and you get on that word thing, this stuff we're going through is a light affliction, very light, very light. Which is but for a moment. It's just for a moment. It may seem like it's not going to overtake you. It's not going to beat you up. It's not going to kill you. Whatever you're going through is to make you stronger. Because the Bible says it is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, wherewith we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are just temporal, but the things which are not seen, eternal. So because we are getting eternally ready, we're not even focusing in on what's going on. Now, it doesn't really matter. That's not who we are. That's not what we're about. When I think of a time such as this, I always think about Martin Luther King's speech, especially in January, when he declared that he'd been to the mountaintop. And he said, I'm not worried now. And of course, he wanted to live long and he wanted all of that. But he said, you know what? That wasn't his focus. Listen, brothers and sisters, sometimes you got to readjust your focus. I don't know who I'm talking to now, but sometimes you got to really do that. You got to do an assessment. And this is another time of the year. I like to do an assessment. I see a bunch of clothes in there. I'm not wearing, not going to wear. Been had logging around from time to time. I need to get rid of that stuff. Get rid of it. That's what I need to do. Get rid of it. See, sometimes you got to do a reassessment on stuff. And this is the time of the year right now that we ought to be doing a reassessment on everything. who your true friends are, who really got your back, who really in your corner, who's really going to come to your rescue, who doing more than just talking the talk or walking the walk. It's the time you have to reassess, and then you got to reassess yourself, who you want to be friends with in this coming year. That's your choice. You don't have to just suffer with, and you don't have to continue with the same old, same old. You can change dancing partners right now. So it's a time that we have to do a reassessment. We have to reassess. Really. And that's something you have to do. I can't do that for you. That's something you have to do. And then I want to say collectively, we need to be doing that. We need to be reassessing and understand, hey, I'm going to be more like Christ. I'm going to be more like Jesus. I don't care what you did. See, I already know what the past is. I already been down that road. I know about the haters, the hearsayers. I know about all that stuff. I know who will walk with you for a day and maybe for a night. But after that, you on your own. Yeah, I've been down that road. I've been there, done that. So when I'm assessing things now, it's spiritual. Who going to be able to help me in the spirit world? So I have to reposition myself and say, who's walking with me in faith? And we're allowing God's grace. See, that's where my mind said at. Paul said, well, in the book of James, too, he said he was going through a lot of trials and tribulation. He said, I count it all joy. But when you fall into various trials, man, you ought to count it joy. Now, I know someone said, well, how in the world are you going to count that joy and you're going through some things? How are you going to count that joy? Count it joy, brothers and sisters. Count it joy when the enemy is attacking you. Because guess what? You're doing something God wants you to do. And the enemy don't know how to get next to you. I know today, a couple of times, this thing cut off. And if it cut off, just hang tight. Because we're going to bind it up. God's going to let it get right back on the air. The enemy trying his best. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, it's an attack on the word of God. It's had nothing to do with me. I guess that's why I like James says, it's just the various trials that you're going through, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have her perfect work, or its perfect work, depending on which translation. But let perfect have its work. Be patient. It's going to take you to the other side. See, I'm going to encourage somebody right now. You may be perfect in what you're going through, but you got to go through. And in order to go through, you got to go to. See, when you get to, then realize, hey, I got to go through. I got to cross Jordan River. I got to go over. And if you don't never go through, you can never go through. Now, I know that probably don't sound right. But if you don't go through, you can never go through. You have to go to so you can go through. That's what's going on. But remember Romans 12:2? Be not conformed to this world way of thinking, but be ye transformed by the renewing your mind, that you may be able to prove what you're going through is really God. It's for your good, and it is the acceptable and perfect will of God, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. God don't want you to be ashamed of anything. Yeah, I went through it. I did this. I did that. But look at me now. And let me tell y'all right now. Brothers and sisters, when you do an assessment of yourself, think about it. You could have been dead and gone on to judgment. A lot of things could have happened to you. A lot of situations you could be in. But look at God. The enemy and the powers, I like to say, the powers that is, that the forces that's in the universe, if it was left up to them, you wouldn't be living. You wouldn't be going through, you never saw two, 2024. You never saw that. But ain't you glad they didn't have the last say about you? I got some friends right now, a so-called friend. I'm glad they didn't have the last say about me. Because, see, my expectation is in Christ. My expectation is to live in Christ and not to die. Because if I live in Christ, when I die, it's gain. When I leave up out of here, I'm getting some stuff. I'm going to get my rewards. That's what's going to happen to me. I'm reminded of what Peter said over there in 1 Peter. If this young, gracious rejoice, he said, that now for the little while, if need be, you have been grievous by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, much being much more precious than gold, that perish, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, who having not seen you love, though now ye do not see him, yet believing. So he says, rejoice with joy, inaccessible and full of glory, receiving the end of faith, the salvation of your soul. Now, well, let me tell you what's really going on here, okay, in Peter. Brothers and sisters, when you're going through it, rejoice. Rejoice. I see my thing is trying to cut out on me. But listen, brothers and sisters, you rejoice no matter what. You rejoice because you may not understand it. You may not get it. You may be wondering why this. God's getting ready to make you stronger. See, if you think about every setback you had, and you come out stronger. So, yeah, man, be happy about it. Know that you're getting ready to get stronger. That's what you have to know. Know that you're ready, getting ready to get stronger. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enemy with God? So it's your enemy fighting you. Worldly stuff is fighting against you. The Bible says, whosoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy to God. Last thing you want to do is be an enemy with God. You'd rather fight an elephant with a toothpick than to mess with God. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupt good habits. He says, awake to righteousness and do not sin in 1 Corinthians 15:33-34. You know, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Proverbs 1:10. If you're being enticed, he says, you got an option here. Don't consent to it. Do not enter into the path of the wicked. And do not walk in the way of the evil. He says, avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. Proverbs 4:14. A lot of time we see that path and that the wicked one is there. He would love for us to be wicked with him. See, to identify with him. But we can't. We got to prepare for Christ. We got to stay on the path of righteousness, and that is in Christ. That's where the righteousness is at, and that means the right thing, doing the ability to stand in God's presence. That's what righteousness is anyway. But I must warn you, prepare to face hostility and persecution. Prepare to face hostility and persecution. Somebody may say, well, how you do that, Pastor? Brothers and sisters, put on the whole armor of God. That's all I can tell you. Because in these last days, perilous times will come. For man will lovers of themselves. You see that. Lovers of money, boasters, defilers, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, despised of good traders, you know, headstrong, hardy, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying his power. Listen, loved ones, you got to hear this. All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution just because you desire. Now, that's what I had to go back and read. Just because you desire to live godly. Hey, I mean, you ain't even jumped in it yet, but because you desire, because you, man, I sure want to do this. I sure, for that reason alone, because you desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, you gonna suffer. You gonna suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow rough, worser and worser, deceiving and being deceived, but yet you must continue in the things which you have learned. 2 Timothy 3:1, and you can read all the way through the 14th verse. We have to maintain. We have to be steadfast. If the world hate you, think about it. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. This is Jesus talking over in John 15:18-3. He said, if you know they hate you, they hated me first. So if you were of the world, they love his own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. See, it didn't even have anything to do with you because God chose you. Therefore, the world hates you. They hate you because God chose you. Remember these words, he says, that I say unto you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will also persecute you, baby. Trust and believe. If they keep my words, they'll keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. They don't have no idea about God. They say they know him, but they don't know him. He says, I give unto them your words. And Jesus told the crowd, and he told his father when he was praying over there in John 17. He said, Father, you know, I gave them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Just as I am not of the world, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. And brothers and sisters, you know, sometimes we got to pray that prayer. We got to pray the prayer that, Lord, just keep me from the evil one. Keep my brother, keep my children, keep my grandchildren, keep my coworkers, keep the people that's around me. Keep them from the evil one. Because, see, the evil one gets up in there and just want to rip things. And he don't even care, because his job is but to steal, kill, and destroy. You have compassion on me in my chains, and joyful accept the punishment of your good, knowing that you have a better and enduring possession for yourself in heaven. This is what you got to understand, Hebrews 10:34-39. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Keep that confidence. Let it stand with you wherever you go. Make sure to check it, like you had a bunch of money and you was checking it in your purse or in your wallet. Check it. Keep your confidence. You need it. And the more confidence you have, the more you're going to be able to beat the enemy up. It said, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. The just shall live by faith, but if anyone draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to prediction, but of those who believe to do the saving of the soul. So we ain't drawing back. We ain't going back. You know that you sing that song, we ain't going back. Now we ain't going back. We've come too far. We've come too far now. We've been over too many roads. We've been through too many valleys. We've been through too much hurt. We ain't going back. There's no need to go back now. I paid the price, so I need to make my stand. The devil would love to have you back. He'll do everything in his power to get you back. He'll offer you everything. He'll offer you more money than you ever had. He'll offer you more jewelry. He'll offer you better car. He'll offer you everything there is to get you back. But remember, we're going to endure. But you've been promised by God that if you just hang in there, if you just hang in that and do what that word say, you will receive your promise. The just shall live by faith. One scripture said the just shall live by his faith. Need to get a word and stand on it. Need to get a word, and that word become you, and you become that word. When people see you, you're declaring that word. Bible says, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death, yes, nor life, nor angels, or principalities, or power, nothing present, things to come, height, depth, or nothing ever been created, these things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So we ain't finna let a few headaches, a few bumps in the road to separate us. Listen, brothers and sisters, those bumps is in the road so we can get over them. They're not in the road to stop you. They're just bumps. You go over the bumps. The tunnels. You go through the tunnels. So these circumstances and these situations, it ain't to kid you. It's for you to persevere. It's for me to persevere.
Amen.
So he said, I'm persuaded. Do you know what that means, man? To be persuaded. I refuse. I refuse to give the enemy that type of power over my life. But I'm persuaded. See, this is something personal, too. I better say that, too, because a lot of people don't realize how personal this is. But when you are persuaded, this is very personal. When you are persuaded, it ain't nothing like being persuaded, man. It ain't nothing like nothing. When I tell you it ain't nothing,
yes,
like being persuaded,
yes,
just on the stuff you know. I'm persuaded where... I know when I was hungry, God was there. I was persuaded. Think about it. When I think about being persuaded, I think about what caused me to agree with the things that but I believe that no matter what, my action, or I should say the course of my action, is going to satisfy me because I'm persuaded. I'm convinced. And I'll honor anybody. I know where God had brought me. I'm satisfied. So when I think about being persuaded, I'm thinking about stuff I've been able to subdue. When I think about being persuaded, I think about stuff that God just had me to look back over some stuff. And I don't care what goes on, death ain't going to stop me now. Can't be stopped. Think about that song that girl made. Ain't nothing going to stop you. If death didn't stop you, it couldn't hold you, you know, because death tried me. I'll tell y'all the truth. It tried me. It didn't stop me. I kept on pressing.
Amen.
I kept on pushing. And even today, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, or nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, or any other created things shall be able to separate me. When you see me leave here, it's going to be the love of God in my heart. Satan ain't going to steal that. He done stole everything else. I'm going to keep the love of God in my heart and just keep on praying and keep on believing. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we are at a point and we want to continue to pray for Pastor's journey. I think she had told me, she texted me, brother, let me know to keep her in prayer. And I did. She's headed to, I think, Indiana, she said. And she said it was okay to share that. She's headed to Indiana. So we want to keep her because the weather bad up there. That's how I'm reading. I'm telling y'all this. People who live up north or live up north, you know, the weather get crazy. And so we just praying for traveling grace and mercy and that type of thing. And also we praying for the Wynn family. And we're just agreeing with all those who have asked us to pray with, putting ourselves in agreement with them. Now, at this time, anybody have anything they want to share from last week or you want to share from today or anything you want to share, period? Anyone? Hallelujah. 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 Anybody, anything you want to share, hallelujah. Anything training with you, you want God to open up for you, just let us know. Make your request be made now. Anybody want us to agree with you on something, we'll do that as well. Hallelujah. Anyone have anything to say from last week? Last week's message. Hallelujah. Well, at least we brought the new year in, and God doing such an awesome thing right now. I just think it's I think it's God's grace. And listen, brothers, as we go into next week, there's going to be two things going to jump out, and that's going to be God's grace and God's truth. So we're going to be talking about his grace and his truth, and that's going to be pretty much what we're going to be dealing with next week, along the reality of redemption, because God done really put that in my spirit that people don't get that. They ain't got that full understanding of redemption. Man, there's some facts you got to know about redemption. It's yours. We're being cheated out of that, out of our redemption. And if you don't start standing on your redemption, what you've been redeemed from, you think you're supposed to be serving the law. Some people just think it's a theological viewpoint. But redemption is more than that. They just think it's a practice of a religion or a practice of faith or your Christian experience. No, man. It's bigger than that, okay? Trust me. It's far bigger than that. But most Christians, that's where they get. They just get into the fact that it's just something, a theory, a bunch of people who believe and practice. And then some people even think it's supernatural. But I want to tell you, it's far more than that. Your redemption is bigger than that, man. It's bigger than the culture. It's bigger than an organization, a church. It's bigger than a philosophy. Redemption is your life. It's bigger than a decree. That's who you are. You've been redeemed. You're a free man. You're a free woman. You're no longer in bondage anymore. See, the only ones can really speak about redemption is people who've been through that. They know what it means to be redeemed. They know what it means to be paid for, bought, and placed back into your rightful position. Everybody don't get that. But we're going to deal with that a little bit next week, too. We're going to deal with a little redemption. And I don't want to say too much, but we're going to deal with a little redemption for sure. I think it's necessary that we understand redemption, because a lot of times people just think it's salvation. They think it's forgiveness. They think but it's so much more than that. Yes, you were saved from something. Yes, you was restored by something. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you, you're living your redemptive life because you're living in grace and truth. Because that's what the Word of God said you are. That's what you're living in. You've been forgiven. God already forgiven us. You already forgiven us. You are absolutely forgiven. You are absolutely purified. You have absolutely, an atonement has been made for you. And it's clear to me. You may need clarity in that area, but let me tell you, your new birth gave you that chance, that second chance. That gave you freedom from that guilt. You don't need to walk around being guilty of anything. See, because people have a way, they want to put that guilt trip on you. Well, you do this, you do that, and you never was this, and you never was that. See, that's what they do. That's who they are. But let me tell you, the moment you truly gave your life to the Lord, everything became old. And everything became new, all in the same breath. The old was passed and the new was ushered in. Because you have been redeemed.
Amen.
Christ is the end of that law. So they can't put that law trip on you no more. Well, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. No, Christ is the end of the law. It's over. It's over. There's no law code here. It's over. We don't live by that. We live upon the grace of God. And God got grace to take care of whatever I had to deal with or whatever I'm dealing with. He has grace to take care of that. So I'm excited for next week. I'm excited what God is going to do. And you all just stay prayerful, stay prayed up, and watch the hand of God. Watch God move like never, ever before. He's going to move in somebody's life. The Spirit is telling me that. That God is going to move like never ever. And I'm receiving it. And if nothing else, hey, we're going to, anybody else now before we end it? Okay. We'll see you all tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Hallelujah. Okay.
Thank you. He'll start See lots of crossing routes, and one of the They're a threat of separation. Can only get in.
Yeah.